Hi guys, today I'm going to be talking to you about my favorite series, the Shatter Me series by Tahir Mafi. First, I'm going to begin by telling you a little bit about Tahir Mafi. She is a Iranian-American, New York Times and USA Today best-selling author. She lives in Santa Monica, California, and she's a pretty well-known young adult fiction writer. She has a husband and a child, and she's just my favorite writer. I just love how she writes. Another book that I really like from her is A Very Large Expensive Sea. And I'm not going to really go into depth about that one, but it's just an amazing book if you want to maybe check it out. Okay, so in the Shatter Me series, there are four books so far. There's Shatter Me, and then it goes Unravel Me, Ignite Me, and Restore Me. I think she has four novellas. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if there's three or four. But they just kind of go in between each book and tell part of the story from someone else's point of view. So in Shatter Me, it starts out... Oh, just a warning. If you haven't read this book and you plan on it, there are spoilers ahead. So in Shatter Me, it starts out with this young girl named Juliet Ferrars, and she's in an insane asylum, and she's been in there for 264 days when we finally meet her. And all of a sudden she gets a roommate, which is unheard of as far as she knows, and his name is Adam. And so basically he gains her trust, and then I think they're in there for a couple of weeks, and then the guards break down the doors and take him away. And she gets all depressed and whatever, and then another guard comes and takes her to take her away from the prison, and she finds out that Adam was actually a soldier, and he was put in there to test to see if she was humane enough to take out of the asylum. So then she's brought to this place where... And she's disgusted by it because, the world is broken in this series. And she just walks in there and, I love the way that Tahir Mafi writes. I don't have the book on me right now, so I don't know the exact words. But she was talking about, how the money was, or the walls were just dripping in money that, starving children and women could have really used. I can't really explain it very well. But anyway... She finds out that this commander of Sector 45, his name is Warner, and he wants her to torture people. Because when she touches people, this is the reason why she was in the insane asylum, she draws out their life force, so she can't be touched. So anyway, she of course refuses this, and at first she doesn't cooperate, but then she starts to realize that she has to cooperate, otherwise bad things are going to happen to her. And Warner's just an awful person to her, and she hates him. And then she finds out that Adam can touch her, which is a completely new development because her own parents couldn't touch her. So they fall in love and plan an escape together. And they escape this facility. And as they're escaping, Warner brushes her bare ankle, and she finds out, oh my gosh, Warner can touch me too without being affected. So flash forward, they escape. Warner catches up to them. He captures Adam, and then Juliet and him have he kind of just pins her against the wall and kisses her, and she shoots him with his own gun. And then she goes and rescues Adam. And then she finds out that she has superhuman strength along with lethal touch. And then they run away with Adam's friend Kenji. Well, Kenji kind of finds them. And then Kenji takes them to this place called Omega Point, where they meet this guy named Castle, it's basically an organization of people like Juliet. So Kenji can turn invisible. Castle can move stuff with his mind. There's a kid named Brennan who can... He's electric or something. I don't really know. But yeah, that's the first book. The second book picks up 2 weeks after the first book ended. And it's basically Juliet is trying to harness her powers. And she wants to kill the leader of the Supreme Leader because he's an awful person. It's actually Warner's dad. And as we find out later, it's Adam and Warner's dad. So, yeah, we go through the book and Warner, she shoots the Supreme Leader in the legs, but then Kenji stops her from killing him because it wasn't the right time yet. And then they bring Warner back to the camp, and then Warner and her kind of just like fall in love a little bit, but then she thinks it's wrong because she wants to be with Adam, but she finds out that Adam's the reason why he can touch her is because he has a power that shuts hers off. But when she and him get too intimate, his body starts to get familiar with her, which means that it thinks that she's okay. So then it lets his walls down and opens him up to her touch, which could kill him. But Warner doesn't have any of this. He actually can take her power and use it on someone else. Yeah, and then we go throughout the book, and then basically there's a huge fight at the end where Juliet goes into this house, and the Supreme Leader is there because the Supreme Leader told her to go there, and he just talks to her for a little bit, and then he shoots her in the chest. Like, she doesn't have any armor on, and her guard is down, so, yeah, he shoots her in the chest, and it just kind of ends with, like, her being brought back to life by Warner, because Warner's, like, in love with her. And the third book picks up where she wakes up in Warner's room at the facility that she had been at after the asylum. And basically she wants to get revenge on the Supreme Leader, and she tries to, but we find out that Warner's actually not a bad person. He didn't want her to torture people for, like, his own purpose. It was actually because his mother has the same problem as she does, except if she touches any skin at all, she feels the pain, but she can't kill herself. Like, it won't kill her, but it puts her in excruciating pain. So, yeah, that's that. And basically, Juliet also finds out that along with super strength, she also has, like, a projection field. So, like, she's bulletproof, basically. And she learns to fight. And the whole remaining Omega 3 people, I forgot to mention that, they got bombed out because one of their people got, like, tortured into revealing the location. So there's only a handful of them left. And yeah, they're all in Warner's facility, and they take over Sector 45. And yeah, and it just, I don't know. And then Juliet and Warner get together because she didn't want to go with him because she felt she had to. Because once she figured out she could turn her power off, she realized that she had a choice. It was basically her whole ordeal. She's really overdramatic sometimes, but that was her deal. And they win. She kills the Supreme Commander, which is Warner's father, like I mentioned earlier, and becomes the Supreme Commander. Okay, and I waited a long time for Restore Me because Tahir Mafi was going to stop, but then she decided to write three more. Restore Me came out last May, I want to say, and it takes place 16 days after Ignite Me. And basically, it goes through, like, this, how, like, stressed she is at the beginning. It's, like, how stressed she is about being Supreme Commander. And then she's trying to, like, schedule meetings with other Supreme Commanders, but they're not responding. And then some Supreme Commander's children are sent over to, like, where she's at. And, like, that's, like, a lot of pressure. And then she finds out Warner has been keeping secrets from her. Like, he knew that she was adopted, which, I mean, like, he wasn't trying to hurt her. Like, he didn't know it would affect her that much, but apparently she's adopted. So the people who abused her all her life weren't actually her parents, and that made her and Warner split up. And then Warner has a panic attack, And then after that, Juliet gets wasted on Warner's dad's scotch that's left over in his room. And she shaves all her hair off. And yeah. So at the end of the book, it's like there's like this meeting that was really important. And nobody's listening to her. And she finds out she has another superpower. Well, it's kind of an extension. That when she screams, it like can cut what's ever in front of her. So basically, like if she stood in front of a wall and screamed as loud as she could and put her power into that, it would cut the wall in half. And I'm just going to read a little excerpt from the book that I thought was kind of gross, but yeah, let me find it really quick. She basically, they're at this meeting and nobody is listening to her, and then someone shoots her and she's trying to like get them to listen, and then finally she can't deal with it, so she screams to try to get their attention. So all of a sudden, okay, so it's, let's see here. Okay, she screams long, loud, violent. The world seems to blur for just a second. For just a moment, everything seizes, freezes in place. Contorted bodies, angry, distorted faces, all frozen in time. Floorboards peel upward and fissure apart. Cracks like thunderclaps as they shatter up the walls. Light fixtures swing precariously before smashing to the floor. And then everyone, every single person in her line of sight, 554 people and all their guests, their faces, their bodies, the seats they sit in, sliced open like fresh fish. Their flesh feathers outward, swelling slowly as a steady gush of blood gathers and pools around their feet. They all drop dead. And then the Supreme Commanders of Oceania, which turn out to be her parents, come there and then like knock out the rest of the like Omega 3 people and take her away. And she finds out that her real name is Ella. And she wakes up in this pink and purple room. Because she had a sister who also had powers. She had, like, telekinesis or, to some extent or something. But, yeah, it was basically along the lines of that. And Tierra Mafia is coming out with another book, and it's called Destroy Me. And it gets released April 26th, I want to say. Which I'm really excited about that. And then I'm just going to read two quotes from Juliet. And then two from Warner really quick. Okay, so this one's from Ignite Me. Words, I think, are unpredictable creatures. No gun, no sword, no army or king will ever be more powerful than a sentence. Swords may cut and kill, but words will stab and stay, burying themselves in our bones to become corpses we carry into the future, all the time digging and failing to rip their skeletons from our flesh. Okay, second one. Words are like seeds, I think, planted into our hearts at a tender age. They take root in us as we grow, settling deep into our souls. They flourish and find homes in our hearts. They build trunks around our spines, steadying us when we are feeling most flimsy, planting our feet firmly when we feel most unsure. The bad words grow poorly. Our trunks infest and spoil until we are hollow, and housing the interests of others and not our own. We are then forced to eat the fruit those words have borne, held hostage by the branches growing arms around our necks, suffocating us to death, one word at a time. Both from Ignite Me. Love those quotes. And then two from Warner. The truth is a painful reminder of why I prefer to live among the lies. And that's Warner in Unravel Me. And books are easily destroyed, but words will live as long as people can remember them. Also from Unravel Me. So there you go. That was my review on Tahereh Mafi's Shatter Me series. So if you have any questions, just ask me. But I think I covered about everything I could. Thanks, guys. Bye.